It's more like radio.
Hey, you want to say something really scary? We live in a world where society has poisoned the souls of men. It hovers over them like a dark cloud, and they can't do anything about it, because they're just a regular, everyday working class.
People like me,
they get down on their hands and knees, and they whisper these little lies and secrets into their ears. But I have a secret of my own.
I will smack your face off of your face.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Dr. King is dead. Malcolm X is dead. I'm that new guy. I'm that new inspiration. I'm the guy you look at when your daddy ain't in your life, when your daddy in prison. I'm that guy that comes to your high school and tell you you can make it happen. Greatness is upon you. You better act like it.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, listeners of all ages. I'm eating a bagel, and that's what's really important right now. You are tuned into morelikeradio.com right now, which means that it is 5:00 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which either means that you're wandering around wondering, where is alcohol by volume? And we're all wondering the same thing. Where is alcohol by volume? Why the hiatus? Why the lack of a show? I mean, yeah, we all listened to the last episode, but was it really the last episode? Are you going to Jay-Z us and come back, Odysseus? Or you realize exactly what time it is and you're tuned in to the most hip-hop entertaining show on the internet radio today. I am your master of ceremonies, the best in the world, a.k.a. Mr. No Days Off himself, the voice of the voiceless, Johnny Five, a.k.a. Sir Darkside. And this is my time now, if you couldn't tell by the little intro song that we did before the show started. And we've got awesome things in store today. We're going to pick up some of last week's slack, where we didn't play Sire. Her new joint that she dropped with us, for us, by us, in us, in we trust. Also, we have a brand new X-Phase track, Baddest Girl in the World. Today is R&B'd up. Today is D&D'd up. Today it's going dizown, so don't you touch that mouse, I guess, I don't know, don't you close that tab, don't you turn us down, I don't know, man, but you step away from anything that has to do with anything, that has to do with you not listening to us, crank up the volume, tune in, sit down, listen, we getting it in, we getting it down, and we bout it. Only on morelikeradio.com. My time now. Let's go.
This is downtown music.
Yeah, but we really bout it. I be the one people highly be doubting. I just
to step up on the mic and these people's seats are ignited. They yell and screaming and hollering, saying I'm amazing. But look 2 years back, they're saying now I wouldn't make it. We finally famous, everyone hating can kiss my anus. So you think that you the, well I'm making you constipated. I'm the greatest since day one, we about to fix that. Rappers claiming they real, but really they just from counterfeit. If you think you better, then homie we can't go handle that. I am talking fighting, I'm firing these extended clips. I'm about the music, I told you I do this. People staring at me, you would think I was a new kid. Going toe-to-toe with that kid is something you don't do. Might as well forfeit, cause either way you are gonna lose. That's what happens when taking on PK. They asking if we used it, about it since yesterday. We got it, we got it, we got it, we got it, we
That was Pure Knowledge, Bout It, We Bout It, and if you ain't bout it, then fuck you. A Loot Crate came in today, and this is what I signed up for. This is what I signed up for. I, in my opinion, have gotten some pretty shitty Loot Crates. I'm not saying that only I am getting shitty Loot Crates. The Loot Crates have been pretty terrible. And I'm like, I'm paying X amount of dollars, 15, 20, whatever a month, and I was like, these are terrible. I'll keep subscribed because, you know, I mean, I like some of the things, but this was the first Loot Crate that I got that I opened that I literally liked everything that came out of it. So, good job, Loot Crate, for that. Maybe we could work something out where fucking I get free Loot Crates and we can talk about your shit on here. So, yeah. Contact us. Good times. But do be prepared for honest opinions. None of that motherfucking sugar-coated cupcake frosting vanilla bullshit. What's happening right now? What do we need to talk about? Destiny's still happening, so yay for that. Got my subscription going on. Hands down. Charleston. That's a thing that's going on right now. Let me address that real fast. Just very briefly, minorly, and then we're going to get into the exclusive. We're calling it an exclusive. You don't have to call it an exclusive. It's our exclusive. There, thither, we shall call it what we would like. But Charleston is happening. And I mean, what the fuck, you know? And it's not the act itself, you know? Okay, fine, whatever. Motherfuckers want to shoot up churches I don't give a damn. I wasn't there. No one I loved was there. I don't care. It sounds fucked up, but that's the reality of it. But my issue is the lack of ferociousness on this fucking punk ass that decided to, you know, shoot this church up and kill these people. It's like, you know, I'm scarcely one to agree with the language used by media as it regards to, you know, race, you know. A black riot and a white riot and all this bullshit, and or, you know, what is deemed a riot? Whenever black people protest, is a riot. Whenever white people actually riot, it's just a couple of kids that got out of control. We gotta get that back in control real fast. So, you know, it bugs me because it's nonsense. You know what I'm saying? Like, this kid's a fucking animal. See an animal, he walked into church, shot it up, you know, and I feel like it's super fucked up, especially because of the fact that when you think of, you know, a church, any mass shooting is heinous, you know, any mass shooting is heinous. In its own right. You know, you shoot up a school, that's fucked up. You shoot up a movie theater, that's fucked up. You fucking drive-bys, that's fucked up. But when you think about being in a church, chilling, praying, that's where people think, well, fucking nothing can go wrong. There's zero that can go wrong in the mind of those people. And to fucking walk in there and just fuck up that entire sanctuary, That's like, you fucking seriously? I was reading an article or a headline for an article that the fucking cops bought him Burger King. I mean, all jokes aside, that's fucking bullshit. What? If a black dude walked into a church full of white people and shot it up, he would be murdered on fucking sight. It'd be like clips upon clips of fucking bullets entered into his body. Remember that one dude, that one black dude was on a bus? They had like a couple white people on it, and he had a knife. They tasered the shit out of that guy after he was shot to death. Come on, let's just be fucking realistic for a second. The way that this whole thing is being handled, and again, even if for PR purposes alone, dude, like for PR purposes a fucking loan, come on. Call a fucking spade a spade. You know, like, the whole cops thing, I've always said it. Hey, sometimes I don't agree with it, but now and again, every now and again, a precinct has to make a stand and go, you know what, Bob, you're fired. You fucked up. We gotta make a statement with you. This kid, that should have been a fucking statement. At the very least, let's look at it from the political angle that everybody wants to look at it from, and let's just be real. That should have been a statement. He should have fucking shot, murdered, and tasered that kid the moment the police arrives. That's what should have fucking happened, and it didn't. And that's bullshit. You know, I'm not the one. Anyone who's been listening to me for the past 2 years knows, but I'm telling you right now that it's bullshit. Another issue that I'm having, and we have these issues every single time something like this arises, and I'm constantly saying the same things, but whatever, when we have these issues, the people on the opposite end are constantly saying the same things, so why so racist? Hashtag spade. The unacceptable ease at which or of which someone can attain a gun is ridiculous in this country. Do I think we need to ban guns? Absolutely not. I mean, yes, actually, yes, I do. But whatever, it's not going to happen. I'm not losing any sleep over it. I'm not a fucking part of any organization. I'm not protesting. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I do, but I also don't care. However, for people to compare a drunk driver to, you know what I'm saying, What were some of the things that I seen? Whatever, vehicle and manslaughter. Let's just use the fact that they say, well, when someone's drunk in a car, it's way harder for that person to get that car. And when he does what he does, he can never have a car again. You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, he kills one person. Tragedy, maybe a car full of people. At most, he's killing 4 to 5 people. It's still terrible. But at most, maximum people a drunk driver's killing are getting 4 to 5. He's injuring a lot, maybe. These are worst case scenarios here. Person with a gun, semi-automatic, automatic, fucking hand cannon, is killing multiple people on end, no regard, common sense, all this shit. And it's like, when I got my car, I failed that shit. I failed the second test, went, took the other one. You know what I'm saying? There was a multitude of failures and years in between when I finally got my license. Fucking 30 now. I got my license at 29. You dig? I could have got a gun. Fucking 18. Just fucking apply. Just whoop, whoop, time to get a gun. Fuck, it's way easier to get a goddamn gun in this country than it is to get a car. It's way easier to do a lot of the things where they're like, well, if someone smokes a cigarette, maybe it's the cigarette. It's like, please stop. Stop it. Stop. All right? Let's be real. Statistics don't fucking lie. We can say that they're made up. Sure, let's say that. Fine, maybe. You know what I'm saying? Australia, Japan. I can't remember where the other one is. Places where there are a lack of availability of guns, there's also a decline in the fucking murder rate, because it's way harder to fucking murder someone with a goddamn knife, okay? You can't, unless you're a mastered fucking knife thrower, you're not gonna murder me from fucking 10 feet away. And you get into my vicinity with a fucking knife, I'm gonna murder you with bare hands across your neck. It's going down just like that. So what I'm saying is it's got to stop. It's nonsense. We got to cut it out. We got to cut it out. You know, we got to stop fucking politicizing everything. And then the NRA, I read a couple articles. The NRA is blaming the people in the church. I couldn't even fucking finish a lot of the articles. Like, well, if those people had guns, even if they had guns, who the fuck comes to church with guns? It's like, you never know. I mean, now it's going to happen. I was like, never know when this church is going to get shot up, so I better bring my fucking gun. Like, come on. Get the shit. Fuck, man. Stop saying stupid shit, Bill O'Reilly. And I'm just assuming you're the one that just is a fucking moron. But yeah, man. It's like, we got to stop saying these things that is just nonsense. You know, you can't compare the ease of which a person can get a gun to the complications of which it's a fucking car, to get a car. Also, the comparison is ridiculous. Like the other day, man, someone, I was at work, someone got their food, couple got their food, and it was, you know, it didn't look beautiful. It was cooked fine, but it didn't look, the presentation on it wasn't amazeballs. And the guy was like, what happened here? And I was like, well, I apologize. We're a little swamp back there. It's a little hectic. You know, I didn't spot it before it came out. I'm sorry that that happened. And the guy was like, well, that's an unacceptable excuse. Being swamped is an unacceptable excuse. If I was a mechanic and you brought your car to me to be fixed and I gave it back to you fucked up, and I told you, oh, I'm sorry, I was swamped, would that be okay? And I just wanted to look at him and say, well, first of all, if you're a fucking mechanic and you're working on multiple goddamn cars, sometimes 5 at a time, by the way, when you're thinking about in the kitchen how much food you're working on at once, and you gave it back to me 5, I would not come back to you because you're a moron mechanic that's working on multiple fucking cars at a time when you should be working on one. So no, that wouldn't be an acceptable excuse. We back there in the motherfucking kitchen when we get multiple orders, yeah, we don't just work on one at a time because it's not a goddamn fine dining establishment. You came into a semi-fine dining establishment at best. So, yeah, your shit's going to be a little fucked up. Maybe not be a bitch about it and just eat the goddamn food. It's all going to the same place. It doesn't look pretty. Sit the fuck down. Terrible comparison. Terrible comparison. Vehicular manslaughter. Homicide with a fucking gun. Terrible comparison. Western Echo says Canada has more relaxed gun laws than the U.S. Switzerland has more relaxed gun laws than the U.S. People have guns in both. Both countries have lower crime rates than the U.S. And that is also true. I've also gone on record in saying there is something wrong with fucking American society that makes us just fucking batshit crazy. And by us, I mean Americans. And by us, I use it loosely because fuck this country. But yeah, and that's an absolutely good point. That's an absolutely good point, and it's true, you know? It's like how when these things happen, people want to blame video games and movies and music. And it's like, you know what? These places also have video games, movies, and music. And they're not going around fucking raping and killing everything in sight. You know, there's something going on in this country that just makes people fucking batshit crazy. So, yeah, as far as, you know, the opposite end of the spectrum goes, it's true. You could have the same type of gun availability, if not apparently more lax, and have less. But there's something, when you look at the country as a whole, and you go, damn, there's something innately fucked up about America. You got to make changes. You got to start moving towards a change that's going to go, all right, listen, we get it. This is what these people are doing. This is what these people are doing. This is what we're doing. What they're doing works for them. What they're doing works for them. We need to find something that works for fucking us, because apparently we got some fucking batshit crazy people in this motherfucking country that's going to do some stupid stuff. And it's like, that's what it is. But there's no accountability. There's zero accountability, you know? It's like, oh, well, this person shot up, this person shot this up, and if only those teachers had guns, they would have been able to protect those students. If only that pastor had guns, he would have been able to protect his congregation. If only that, you know, those students had guns, they would have been able to protect themselves. If only someone in that movie theater had a gun. The NRA is a fucked up fucking organization. And there's no doubt about that. It's like, stop it. Stop. At least go, okay, you know what? You're right. There's a problem with the ease of availability of guns in this country. You're absolutely right. In this country, it's a problem. Maybe not in that country. Maybe not in that country. But in this country, Jesus Lord, we can at least go, that's fucked up what happened. And it shouldn't have. The end. The end. Don't say, but, there's no but, dude, shut the fuck up, stop it. Who goes to church with guns? Who goes to movie theaters with guns? I mean, I spoke to a dude at the restaurant the other day, Western Echo said, culture of fear is what Michael Moore called it in Bowling for Columbine, by the way, I'm drinking, Bowling for Columbine. Hate him all you want, but he wasn't wrong about that. And I don't hate Michael Moore. Anybody who hates Michael Moore is a little weird to me, but absolutely. And it's true. That's the way that, you know, even in what I was just saying about the NRA, it is that culture of fear. It's like, well, if you just always are armed at all times and ready to go, And it's like, no, that's not okay. I should not be ready to go at all times. And I mean, that's fucked up. Like, when I walk into a movie theater, I count the amount of stairs I walk up. I count how many rows over I am. I count how many rows up I am. I count how many fucking people I can spot. It's like, I am prepared for some shit to go bad in a movie theater. And I was like that even before the shooting. I'm way more like it now. Really hate sitting in the middle. Sometimes I do. Don't like it, though. Much rather sit at the end. Way easier to get the fuck out of that movie theater when shit goes bad. Always know where the exits are. It's like, I am enjoying that movie theater way more than I'm enjoying the movie 9 times out of 10. And don't fucking move or get up, because I want to know what you're doing, where you're going, and how's it happening. But, you know, that's fucked up. That's not the way that we should fucking live. That's not the way that anybody should have to be, you know, prepared for. You know, that's not anything that anybody should be prepared for. I shouldn't be watching motherfucking Up and thinking someone's gonna shoot the goddamn movie theater up. Like, what the shit, man? I'm here to enjoy Shrek, not to map out my fucking evacuation routine. Like, get out of here with that bullshit. So basically, you agree that arming church clergy is the solution? Absolutely not. You know, I mean, it's just, it's crazy. It's crazy that, that's the mentality, you know. And I mean, if we should all be armed, I mean, we're vastly, rapidly moving into Mad Max and the Thunderdome. And, you know, I mean, that's just the way it's motherfucking going. We're going to be some Book of Eli motherfuckers, and you can just call me Denzel Washington, because it's going down. I'm telling you that right now. It's going the fuck down. But, I mean, my initial point is to get back to my, you know, where I started. The media's got me fucked up, and that's what's really bothering me. You know, even Trayvon Martin, who did nothing. He was the man killed, shot, murdered, not even by police. And they fucking vilified the shit out of that kid, dude. And you got this white kid that walks into a church, prays with them, and then murders them. Leaves the people that he left alive and says, I'm leaving you alive to tell my story. And then he walks out in fucking handcuffs, cops buy him Burger King, and it's just the fucking judge is like, we'll all learn to forgive this kid. What the shit is happening in America? That's all I'm saying. That is all I'm saying. You got motherfucking teenage girls being slammed on cars and on concrete, knocked unconscious, getting broken ribs, all because they've got a fucking opinion of how the cops should treat someone. And you got this guy murdering people, and they're like, well, he's just a troubled youth. He deserves a second chance at life. What the fuck? He's an animal, and he deserves to be put down. Just like all animals. There's a couple niggas out there that are animals. And you guys know I'm all about it. Motherfucking Oscar Grant, I was like, eh, not a saint. That one fat black dude that beat up that gas station attendant and he got shot in the back, the front, wherever he got shot, I was like, eh. When they choked that one guy for fucking selling cigarettes and, you know, whatever it is, I was like, eh, probably should have just not opened your mouth to the police. Like, if the cops told me, like, if I was doing something that I deemed legal and the cops rolled up and was like, hey, you, fuck off, get out of here, I'd be like, oh, okay, well, that's fucked up. You're fucked up. But I'm gonna keep these comments to myself. I'm going to internalize them. I'm going to hop online. I'm going to say some fucked up shit about you. But right now, in this moment, I don't want to get tased, beaten, or arrested, so I'm going to keep it pushing, you know? That's what the fuck I would do. Is it fair? Absolutely not. I'm not fucking here to fucking protest what should be fair and what shouldn't be. But I'm letting you know what I would do. And with that being said, that's how I feel about that situation. You know, when they shot that one kid for having a toy gun, I was like, okay, well, Jesus, come on, guys. Can't be shooting kids. Fucking terrible. Like, that cop should be fired and imprisoned. Like, that's how I felt about that. But when I saw the video of the young girl that they slammed on the ground and had her head in the grass, and this cop was like just completely manhandling her. I, you know, lines started to get drawn, and then this shit is just like, come on. Seriously? Check-in, I don't think I said check-in Sanchez, but I might have. But, it's like, come on, stop it. I mean, don't say anything. Hide it. Ignore it. Talk about Kim and Kanye West's kid. But don't fucking sit here and tell me a whole bunch of bullshit that I'm just supposed to go, oh, you know what, they're right. Like, that's how you make people angry. Like, that's how you piss off an entire community or culture or whatever you want to say. Like, that's how you know? If you said nothing and people responded with angst and anger, you'd be like, you know what, they're not really talking about it, so you don't really have a leg to stand on. Yeah, they should be talking about it, but they're not, so calm down. But it's like, when you talk about it and you make it seem like this kid is just this amazing person that just took one wrong turn and it cost him his life, it's like, okay, seriously? How many lives have you fucking accosted from people just based off of the idea that you thought that there was something wrong, you know? So it's super fucked up and it needs to fucking stop. That's that. Today's exclusive is motherfucking Outside from Sire. Let's just go back in time real fast and talk about how I found this girl. I found her. For whatever magical reason, I was listening to the radio in my car. Anybody who knows me personally or listens to this show knows that I hate the radio. I don't listen to it. Don't care for it. And I was. And this day they had, well, I can't remember what day it was. Don't remember what they were doing. But it was a versus shit where I guess you could send your music. They send you a beat. You do a song over the beat with a topic of their choice, and you send it back, and I listen to this person's, and I listen to the other person's. The other person's simply terrible. The exact epitome of what I hate in mainstream, which the song was about the summer, and the guy just did not rap about the summer at all. It was about just nonsense. It was like, oh, I make my got my chains blinging in the sunlight. Shut the fuck. You don't have chains. You've sent your music to a radio station in the hopes that they would pick you and play you on the fucking radio. You don't have chains, bling, or a fucking vehicle, probably, that is as fancy as one as you were talking about in the song. So, I mean, let's just stop right there, you dirty liar. Whereas this person, Sire, she rapped about the real and or shit that actually happens in the summer. And it was fun and it was catchy and it was good. And I was like, God damn, yes. I immediately fucking hit her up on Twitter doing at least 80 on the freeway, which is a terrible thing to do. Like in tweeting and driving. Probably wasn't doing 80. It was probably traffic. So it was probably doing fucking 5. But fact of the matter is, heard her, hit her up. She sent this in. Name of the track is Outside. We were supposed to play it last week, but I got a little bit too into myself with whatever it is I was talking about last week. There was a lot we talked about last week. And today we have a check-in chance to play her track here on morelikeradio.com. My time now. Her time now. This is Sire. This is Outside. This is, as far as I'm concerned, an exclusive. I mean, yeah, you can go to the SoundCloud and find it, you know. But for those of you who are avid fans that listen to us, you know that you heard it here first. You can find her on Twitter at Sire 415X2, Sire spelled S as in Susan, I as in Indigo, R E as in Echo, 415X2. Find her, hit her up, let her know you heard her on morelikeradio.com. Let her know you heard her on My Time Now. Let her know you were feeling it. Let her know that it made you want to go outside. And let her know that this is the only spot for indie, underground, unsigned, wanna be discovered, wanna be heard artist right here. More Like Radio, My Time Now, Johnny Five, a.k.a. Sir Darkside, the voice of the voiceless, giving a voice to Sire.
Oh my God!
This is an exclusive My Time Now track.
Live in a glass case of emotion!
Only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Jesus Christ!
What is
this? Got an erection!
I do.
You know, I've been waiting for you, right? And I just made it home. So you know what comes next.
I've been working at 9 to 5, waiting around, up and down them thighs. Hear my life soon as I arrive, cause them candles lit and your body on fire. We've been stressing around lately, wrap them legs all around me. Roll my blunt and then spark and puff, let our minds corrupt and get naked. I'll do you some favors, move you so shaken. I knew you were courageous, move you so patient.
This was Outside by Sire, local Bay Area resident, and Yeah. Really enjoying it. To get back to the seriousness. Lupe Fiasco recently kind of shared his opinions on the whole situation. I'm not going to go into parts of the article, which goes into parts of the letter that he had wrote, but he basically he writes a letter on Instagram. My understanding. Well, I'll read this much. He said, Hip Hop DX reports, most recently the Chicago native Lupe Fiasco penned a letter via his Instagram account. The three-part manifesto titled Dare White Supremacy attempts to take power out of the message from the recent Charleston church shooting and also explains how racism is still alive and well in the United States. I'm just going to get into the article really quickly. Western Echo asks how you spell sire. Again, it's by itself, it's S as in Susan, I as in Indigo, R, E as in Echo. If you want to find her online, it's that. It's at Sire415X2. And she's killing the game right now. But this is Lupe's letter to white supremacy or white supremacists, I guess. The first part of the manifesto, as they described it, is this Dylan kid holding a little flag of the, you know, the United States flag, a little United States flag, and it's on fire. It starts off saying, "Dear white supremacy, first of all, you are not really that supreme. While throughout history, white supremacy, it must be admitted, you have achieved some very dominant positions. These positions have been gained mostly through force or some biological agent such as disease that did a lot of the dirty work for you in advance. I mean, anybody can use force on an unarmed populace and anybody can have smallpox. I'm not judging, just wanted to point out that having a disease that native folks aren't immune to because they've never seen it doesn't make you strategically smart or tactically superior, just kind of sick. And these dominant positions don't really stand up to the test of time that long either. There is nothing about you, biologically or physically, that denotes an innate mode of supremacy. For that matter, there is also nothing about your psychology. There's also nothing about you psychologically, philosophically, cognitively, academically, socially, articulturally, culturally, or even financially that signifies a higher position above any other group. And to be diplomatic, there is nothing about you that denotes innate inferiority as well. So what you really are is something in the middle. You're regular. White regularity is congruent to all other forms of regularity, i.e. black, brown, etc. But in regularity, there is room for differences, and this is where white regularity shines. Each group gets the same essential universals, dance, food, music, etc. And it must be admitted that the white regularity take on these universal institutions are unbelievably impressive and a great addition to the total world culture. I mean, spaghetti and meatballs, Romeo and Juliet, Coldplay, the tuxedo, lighter that air travels are all world-class additions to the collective bucket, but they are no less or more impressive than every other regular group's take on universals either. And if we really wanted to get analytical, every invention is built on inspiration from a previously existing invention. So the claim of the supreme first to do something is highly debatable and, except for few exceptions, impossible. All things human aren't born from a supreme overlord solely working in isolation. And that is, without a shadow of a doubt, 110% true. Anybody who feels otherwise is tripping. That's the first part of the, I guess, self-proclaimed manifesto. Here is the second part. The second part is, again, same gentle man, if we can call him that, standing on the American flag. Things are created in collaboration and in tandem with other cultures, knowledge, structures, and movement, and more important, people, if I mean those Muslims didn't catalog all that Greek philosophy for research, we might not even know who Plato was. Now, whether this collaboration is forced, which is seen so much but not exclusively throughout human history, does not take away from the fact that it is done with the help of somebody else. We are supreme as a spectrum of colors in collaboration. One color does not dominate the other, nor can it. Sure, Steve Jobs was white, but the guy who built the computer was probably Chinese, and the girl who wrote the program for the computer was probably Mumbai, and the raw materials that were used to make it were probably first pulled out of the ground by somebody in South Africa. And if you take this highly collaborated upon piece of high technology to an indigenous tribe in the jungles of Brazil, they'd probably use it as a boat paddle. And if we can go on and on, down or up the rabbit hole all day, you'll find a regular somebody relying on the abilities of a just as regular somebody else that another regular somebody doesn't even care about. Which, there I'm going to disagree. I mean, I don't know. I feel as though when you create something or you have an idea, regardless of the means that you use to get to the creation, you've put yourself above the norm, you know? Any person with an idea or an invention that comes to fruition from their drive and motivation, their ability to make it happen, puts you above the norm. So as far as this person not caring about these people who create it, absolutely, I agree with that. But I don't believe that the person who, and not create, but built it, should I say, but I don't believe that the person who started it from nothing is regular, because he had the ability to pull an idea out of his head and make it something that makes you more than somebody else. You've turned your idea into an actuality that we all use today. This show is broadcasted on a Mac. Whether or not I like the fact that it's created in China, in a sweatshop, by little children, women, and men who are committing suicide, who don't like the day-to-day routines or the conditions that they're working in, that don't like the wage they're getting paid, may it be breadcrumbs to fucking 34 cents an hour, the fact of the matter is, the show is broadcasted to you on a MacBook Pro that I purchased, that Steve Jobs said, this should be a thing, let's make it happen. That makes him more than regular, because if he was just a regular person, he would have fucking been building them all himself, and it would not be the product that it is right now. So yes, does it come from regularity? Absolutely. But did it originate in regularity? Absolutely not. So I disagree there 110%. But back to the article. White supremacy is a lie. White supremacy is a lie. Whites regulate, white regularists tell themselves in hope that they can one day, or in hope that they can get a one-way ticket to the top, and hope we other colors overhear it. Here's the bad news. Ain't no top. Here's the good news, though. Ain't no bother neither. It's just regular old middle where nobody is safe from being influenced by somebody else's extreme regularness. Is your swastika flag printed in Mexico? Did you know the swastika is originally from Asia and the subcontinent? Did you know black people had slaves in Africa too? Did you know the world you're considered, did you know that in the world you're considered a minority too? I mean, you call us niggers and beaners, but you gotta ship all your formerly Native American, you call us niggers and beaners, but you gotta ship all your formerly Native American land, backwoods source ginseng to China to get money to support your meth habit. Meth that were made with chemicals produced in India. I mean, Hitler hated everything about the Jews except every possession they had. It's funny how things you hate so much you have to rely on the most for your survival. And yeah, that's true. Exactly. Point. Case in point, laptop. Don't necessarily like the fact that it's created by fucking young children and women in fucking China and Thailand and all these places, but I can still use it because without it, I would not be able to do a lot of the shit that I do. Not just the show, but a lot of things. So, I mean, it's absolutely true. As far as that goes, it's true. Another great point that is not talked about as much is the fact that a lot of the shit that white people use as symbols of hatred is fucking either a symbol, it's either a symbol for something else somewhere else, or it originated somewhere else. So it's like, even your idea for hate comes from somewhere else. It's just like, you're it's nonsense. But let's finish part 3 of Manifesto. Very small. Then we take commercial break. We come back. We have more laughs. Listen to music. We have X-Phase. We maybe take a step away from the seriousness of the seriousness. And it'll be good time. And if you the third part. By the way, all of these have. All these pictures that I'm mentioning to you, the aforementioned pictures that are posted before the pictures, because again, this manifesto, the self-proclaimed manifesto, is on Instagram, and they all have pictures and words over them. So the first picture had Supreme on it, second picture had Supreme on it, third picture is a picture of this Dylan, whatever the fuck his name was, Dylan Roof. He's arrested, he's in his prison gear, it's his mugshot, and over it says regular, and it's part 3 of 3. If you wanted to get really ironic and meta about it, white supremacy has to validate its own identity based solely on its relationship to other races. I mean, now that's what I would call joined at the hip. Without us, there is no white supremacy, because their world, there would be nothing to be supreme over. That sounds so stupid, but sometimes the truth is stupid. Stupid like a fox. And no, not stupid like Fox News. I mean stupid like the real fox, the animal. In closing, white regularity, the face formerly known as white supremacy, I myself, on behalf of my own black regularity, salute you. Good luck with the Northwest Front. I hear it's beautiful in the spring and probably a strategic death trap if and when Yellowstone finally decides to blow up. Yours truly, Wasalu Lupe Jaco. Which, by the way, is a crazy name. I did not know. Like, I keep forgetting his name is some crazy fucking... like, his name is not like Timothy Jones. It's like some insane Muslim name that he gave himself. But, yeah, man. These are all good points, which, you know, we don't really think about when we think of anything. You know, when we think of white supremacy, or, you know, if you think of white supremacy, you think of this, you know, you just think of these group of sorry ass people that wish they were better. But I mean, in actuality, it's that we're, you know, we're all trying to be better than the next in some way or another. And, you know, we all do what we got to do to get there. But the white supremacists are the only ones that go about it by thinking they have to fucking kill other people to do it. You know, I mean, even in the hood, you have people who believe that they are more supreme than the others, if we're going to use that word. And it's just, you're not. You're just killing other people to maintain your hold. Now, that doesn't make you supreme. That makes you fucking alive now until someone else is more supreme than you. So, you know, every time I say supreme, I just think of fucking tacos. So, we're going to stop talking about tacos right now. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Okay. We're going to listen to some motherfucking commercials. When we come back, we still got X-Phase, baddest girl in the world, and we still got more shit to talk about. So don't you touch that mouse. Don't you click out of that tab. Don't you turn away from this app if you're listening to us on the More Like Radio fucking station on the TuneIn app. Listen, the point is, don't go any goddamn where. We'll be right back after these messages.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Last Sunday show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Club Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial. Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My Time Now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the DP.
You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
The following trailer is rated H for Honest. From the developers who created one of the best fighting games of all time, then did everything they could to ruin it, comes a franchise that taught kids all they know about human anatomy and absolutely nothing about spelling. Mortal Kombat. Experience all 9 of the core captivating combats. Can we get those changed to C's? Thanks. There's the bloody arcade sensation that started it all, including the ESRB rating system, the sequel that was better in every way, an avalanche of turds that almost bankrupted the company, a franchise-saving reboot, and a game we'll all agree to never speak of again. Test your might in the Mortal Kombat Tournament, where you'll face off against non-mortals like a centaur, a four-armed dragon monster, and a literal god. Choose your combatant from a vast selection of not-so-original characters, featuring 1 Bruce Lee ripoff, 3 different cops, 3 identical Asian chicks, 4 interchangeable cyborgs, and 7 palette-swapped ninja men.
Lazy!
Try to follow the series' convoluted story about evil sorcerers trying to conquer the Earth Realm, which for some reason always comes down to a one-on-one martial arts tournament. It's actually a pretty humane way to settle a war if you think about it. Cheese your way to victory in these ultra-violent Street Fighters for Dummies. Then finish off your opponent with the ultimate humiliation by turning them into a baby, putting them in the friend zone, or ending their pathetic life with a fatality. That is, if you could just get the damn move right. Oh, come on! What the hell is jump distance anyway? Break up your epic quest to slaughter your enemies and save all of humanity with cute little mini-games like Board Combat, Mortal Pong Bat, and Mario Kart Bat. Whee! So prepare for the fighting game sensation that took America by storm, spawning 1 great 90s movie, 1 horrible 90s movie.
You're alive. Too bad. You will die.
And the best 90s dance track ever. Oh man, this is like the Laser Tag National Anthem. Starring...
Woo!
The Last Mohican, Butterface, Jack Skellington,
Miley Cyrus, Paul Blart Mall Cop, the hot teacher from Billy Madison, the one with the boobs, Channing Tatum, Odd Job, Hand Job, Boob Job, Let It Go, and Barack Obama.
Did you know the first Mortal Kombat was supposed to be a Jean-Claude Van Damme game? Then when he backed out, they turned him into Johnny Cage? Man, that would have been cooler than Shaq Fu.
Be sure to subscribe for more Honest Game Trailers and tell me what you'd like to hear me say in my awesome voice. And now, in the spirit of Mortal Kombat, I'm turning over the comments to Shao Kahn.
You shall not fight. We ride together. We die together. Bad boys for life. Tilted and booted. The Schnozberries taste like Schnozberries. Tacos! Hey, listen!
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page, listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
If you're sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra-violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high-stakes, high-flying, and hard-hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on the next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at czwrestling.com. That's czwrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra-violent underground.
Even when Conti and Kenny are getting lessons about technology, it always becomes...
It's more.
There's a little gray drop-down box.
There
now.
Is not. Not when someone's calling you, Joey.
I never want to see a gray drop-down box. Unless it's my grandmother's funeral.
Then you're kneeling at the wrong end, stupid.
The Conti and Kenny Show, Monday nights, 7 to 10, on morelikeradio.com.
An interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. Bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and C-Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I say DB. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune into the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's DV. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? DV Podcast.
DV.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in DV.
DV, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, Danielle, you know when you're watching the news and you see those really dumb people?
Yeah.
You know how you just want to make fun of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can. All you got to do is take those really stupid articles or videos that you see online and send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
What's that address again?
It's dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show.
Right here on morelikeradio.com, Sundays, noon to 2.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you. I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined
Sean, did
my
you write
head,
this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming." And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come. Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Weddings used to be the celebration of a couple's marriage with friends, family, and loved ones. Today, weddings are an event, kind of like WrestleMania, because people don't just get married and throw a party anymore. No. Now they gotta make a giant spectacle out of the whole thing.
And now for your main event, Kimberly and Marty Stewart hyphen Festerman!
The average wedding in the United States costs $25,000. $25,000 for one day. That's over $1,000 an hour. That's f***ing insane. For that money, you could buy a new car, put a down payment on a house, or pay for 1 year of college tuition, or get like 25 mid-class hookers. I imagine. I'm not really sure. I'm guessing here. Weddings have just become a giant competition to see who can trump who. But in the end, they're all the same. Every goddamn wedding now comes standard with mason jars, string lights, photo booths, and some silly song and dance to introduce the wedding party. Gee, it's almost like I didn't come to this identical wedding last weekend. And then 2 weeks before that. Couples are constantly overplanning weddings. I like live music just as much as the next person, but there's a time and place. Nothing is harder and more awkward to dance to than a rendition of a Nicki Minaj song sung by a group of 50-year-old white dudes. Just do what everyone else does and hire the DJ who isn't up to speed with current music and only plays songs you asked him not to. If you're really lucky, you'll get to be a part of a photo where the wedding party is pretending to run away from some Photoshop thing that's chasing them. Kind of like in this photo. Guys, run! Really feel that joke's encapsulated in the photo that's over my shoulder right here. Destination weddings are the worst, especially if they're in one of the last places on Earth you want to go. Cancun! Wow, yeah, no, that sounds like a super time. When is it again? I don't know, I think I have a softball game that weekend. If I'm going way out of pocket on this thing and have to take time off of work, for God's sakes, please make it a destination worth going. Cancun, really? Was it a senior trip?
Let's bong some beers and I'm going to marry Michelle.
And if you throw a wedding that doesn't have an open bar, then I think you've greatly underestimated our friendship. In fact, I think I'm going to need that present back, come to think of it. In the end, every single wedding will most definitely incorporate what you've grown to expect. The constant waiting around, terrible food, and that drunk older dude who won't stop hitting on your date. Just take comfort in knowing that someday, you'll be that drunk older dude. Circle of life.
In the circle of life.
Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag occupy our balls.
Because that's how it goes down when it's going down. You already know. I want to get into some more music. We'll be back with more news. And then we're gonna rock out with our block out, because that's what we do here on MoreLikeRadio.com's My Time Now, and not just for shock value.
Oh yeah, this year I'm planning to shock the world, electrify you. Let's go.
I am
Electrifying.
Okay. Step out of bed when I hit right. I know I gotta be the best I can be. No man ever gotta prove them wrong, so I can leave a legacy, loving the Jew.
moment I can handle. I'll pull the trigger and drive real fast like a triple threat.
Like a triple threat.
Fuck your status, I got now and that's like I did before.
Okay.
My niggas gonna fuck this game raw till his legs are shaking and sore. When I'm awake from the mic, I might seem calm and sane. But watch me step in the booth, that's when I'm bringing pain.
Yep.
Fuck the fame, I just want people to know that I'm ill.
Uh-huh.
And my punchlines can punchlines with bass and kicks that your heart will feel. Every rhyme is real, sick of telling me how you can taste it. And it smells like me being better than you, so just face it. Don't get your back up, my notebook was in it back up.
Uh-huh.
I got rhymes for days to pack weapons, make you shake yourself and you feel it back up. So pack up, you don't know your rhymes.
What?
I will tell you numerous times.
Okay.
Black out with the fast crime, it should nickname you Bust the Rhyme. Ain't number one in this bitch, you just had to accept it.
Yep.
Time is winding down to your doom. You'll go down with all of your goons.
Uh-huh.
There's no way you're taking my place unless you're planning to take my tune.
Okay.
I hate to tell you the truth, but it's not looking better for you.
Yeah.
You better do your research and learn about my shock value, bitch.
Hold
up, stop the presses. No one ever told me that I had competition.
What?
Well, I am Bobby Brown. The rest of you faggots are new
additions.
Damn. You better get new religions. Don't follow Jesus. Ask them to help you find a new career because you're getting down
in your features.
These creatures known as my crew continue to beat and polarize you. I'd be surprised if you're alive, and so I suggest you go spread the news.
What?
My team behind me, they realign me whenever I fall off track. They take the time to go snipe the guy that just wants to stab my back.
Go get him.
So take heed with you bitches.
What?
There's no room for you snitches.
What?
Like a mama with a sewing kit with your costume, you gon' get some stitches. Nothing personal, it's just business.
Yeah.
With Patrick as my witness.
Yeah.
Better put your goggles on, cause I strongly advise you to pay attention.
I'm
number one in this bitch, you just have to accept it.
Yeah.
Time is winding down to your doom. You'll go down with all of your goons. There's no way you're taking my place unless you're planning to take my tomb.
Okay.
I hate to tell you the truth, but
sure,
it's not looking better for you. You better do your research and learn about my shock value, bitch. There's a reason that I've learned to rip the mic to pieces. Haven't had no voice, never had a choice, but like someone had no
relations.
What? Tell you what to do, what to say, all this pressure keep building, this starts to torment you.
And
these voices, they start to convict you. I need a mic so I can get me through these rough times that's among us.
What?
It's a lot of injustice.
Uh-huh.
No DC Comics or Mortal Kombat involved, it's just us. Real people with real struggles, that's who I represent.
Okay.
So when I say I'm electrifying, I'm not talking about my fits. I'm talking
get
about
up.
Veterans, blue collars, and people that walk the streets.
Uh-huh.
That mother that works two jobs, just so her kids can eat.
What?
That dude that deals with bullies, rises up with mental strength.
Yeah.
And everybody living in America that struggles out to pay rent.
Oh my
now,
gosh.
I'm that I'm real. I'm working hard to get my game up. There's no need for me to change up. I'm hurrying right that field.
Okay.
There's two sides to this story. By my side, or against me.
What's next?
And if you're on the ladder, you're getting served on a silver platter. What's up?
Chill. Uh-huh.
Time is winding down to your doom. You'll go down with all of your goons. There's no way you're taking my place unless you're planning to take my tomb.
Okay.
I hate to tell you the truth, but it's not looking better for you.
Uh-huh.
You better do your research and learn about my shock value, bitch.
Yeah. I told y'all. No more Mr. Nice Guy. I'm coming in. Yeah. Drugs, I see you, homie. I hope I did the beat justice, my dude. Good look. Yeah. MOA deuces.
Max level, full throttle. You backpedal, I don't perform. essence of my pen and wisdom. With the meaning more than just to blow like ballistics. You painted yourself in the corner, you missed the canvas. You should have known that this was coming, didn't get the pamphlet, huh? You running from the torture that the torture bring. Are you running from the image in the mirror frame? Which is it? Label got you fronting what you ain't. So surprised when you stop plummeting. But I ain't here to rub it in. I am I, and you only just another man.
You remember me? Still laughing, motherfucker. I ain't never had hella money to spill on the broad. Used to have to split the bill at the bar. Pick up, we would just chill in my car. But my music, I would tell her I'ma really go far. She would laugh and now I'm finna have a meal in my store. Used to be a lad and staring at that palace, burning with the knowledge that I had the talent, just the street rap. But nowadays I'm in it, the lieutenant, potential is infinite. Riding by on your look, but you ain't so smoking now. Rolling by you on the road like look who's broken down. All my life I've been waiting to harvest. Class clown, secretly the smartest, nicest and the hardest. Had to be disregarded to understand. Had my feet wet for so long, I had to mold a plan. Never knew what it was like to hold a grand. Finally I overstand. The dynasty is rose again. Better yet the first time. Yeah, you won it, but first time has to pass. Ask yourself, will this last and last? Will this turn my future to light and my past to ash? Or whatever it is, I'ma keep this shit together. Cause you can plan a pretty picnic, but you cannot plan the weather. Cause this heart's been pierced with harpoons. I'm barely staying alive, just trying to make my art boom in this dark room. I hold on to my last match, waiting for the perfect moment to strike it and ask that. Well, this heart's been pierced with harpoons. Barely staying alive, just trying to make my art boom in this dark room. I hold on to my last match, waiting for the perfect moment to strike it and ask that. That's that, that's that, that's that, that's that. Waiting for the perfect moment to strike it and ask that. That's that, that's that, that's that, that's that. Waiting for the perfect moment.
To the rhythm of my beatbox, from my wristwatch and a TikTok, they don't get my time. Trying to have friends, never had them, they don't hit my line. I'm trying to take these days and invest for a while. Relearning how to live my life like the steps of a child could. Don't want to be cool in high school, I want to be dope in college. Don't want to be pretty good, I want to be fucking polished. I don't want to be cute, I want to be handsome. I ain't begging no label no more to hand over the loot. I'm demanding a ransom with a 12-gauge, not a handgun. I don't want no free throw, but a 3-point fadeaway shot and one. Basically, I'm saying I want more than what they offer, because now I know my worth and I ain't hiding from the monster. I'ma get it, and I'ma be what I'm gonna be. And I'ma see what I'm gonna see. Ain't no shame in my game, homie, this is me. You know that my potential infinity. And I'ma be what I'm gonna be. And I'ma see what I'm gonna see. Ain't no shame in my game, homie, this is me. You know that my potential infinity. Yeah. My pen is perfectly poised. Pieces of paper piled up, that's how I stay employed. And Peter Piper picked a pack of pickle rappers annoyed. Pointed pistols of poetry penetrating they pores, poison absorbed. Life ain't always sweet, sometimes it's diabetic. Depression told me, you ain't got no parents, you pathetic. Got my PhD in preservation, my guidance was prosthetic. Plus, Papa was a preacher, so pot now I'm prophetic, huh? That mean that it's gonna got a thing that I mean that'll make you scream. Got a demon in a dream and a scene that I only see on screen. Shit, but I mean, I'm a king, got a leader, that's all about what I bring. So I'd rather have us kiss the sky, we never kiss the ring. You don't get it, they want the heaven, I'm DNA. It costs to be the boss, but never pays to be a slave. Look, this is your life and your call. Just don't let the way that you were raised become the reason you fall. And I'ma get it, and I'ma be what I'm gonna be. And I'ma see what I'm gonna see. Ain't no shame in my game, homie, this is me. You know that my potential infinity. And I'ma be what I'm gonna be. And I'ma see what I'm gonna see. Ain't no shame in my game, homie, this is me.
You know that my boy got your man in
it. No matter what they say about me, they can't go a day without me. Even though they come around, I know they feel some way about me. Been on this road so long, seems like the day is cloudy. I find a way to go on, even though these haters doubt me. But I see they vividly, but it never happens instantly. But they all switch up eventually, but a car just stolen the industry. I know my intentions seem lofty, but that's essentially why these niggas have contempt for me. But I know what my heart is meant to be. Picture me, followers try. Worship is something that's hollow inside. You never can tell what tomorrow can hide. You either let go or you swallow your pride. I was advised, never be different, just listen and stay in your lane. Find it pathetic how you can be mad and pathetic to someone that's sharing his pain. It's a shame. I never want to be that person that is immersed in such a deep burden that he keeps searching for a diversion, knowing he's searching. This is deserving. We must redeem our worth, but we can never be free if we cling to this earth. I know.
Hey, and I'ma be what I'm gonna be. Hey, and I'ma see what I'm gonna see. Ain't no shame in my game, homie, this is me. You know that my potential infinity. Hey, and I'ma be what I'm gonna be. Hey, and I'ma see what I'm gonna see. Ain't no shame in my game, homie, this is me. You know that my potential infinity.
I be on my Batman tip, my Batman tip. I tell you rappers ghost with the generic carpet. And you know they call me Flash cause I make moves quick. Except for when I'm with a girl, you can ask yo chick. She took the pipe so good, now she slipped. My name was Mario, but she's no Princess Peach. So you know I had to let her go. I make a splash with every flow. You think her name was Gyarados. These other rappers magic carpet, and I ain't talking miracles. So they get inside me, tossed out. I'm the last level of games, we talking boss out. Pay some cash that ain't got no lies. I'm talking lost out, I need a girl that's average. You can win blonde, I'm talking no doubt, no doubt. Shout out to Gwen Stefani, she's a diamond queen on the scene like I'm a frost. See how I go psycho, the way the beat knocks. I'm blind to the trash they spitting, so call me Cyclops. I can blast and I'll end the rapper charging. You cannot be my brother, won't beat if you are my havoc. Get it? Cyclops, havoc, brother. Got you, nerd, got nerd, cooking raw marble. These new rappers made out from the inside. I guess it's pretty safe to say they got way too much kitty pride. Huh. And I'm sorry you're so mean. I'm a nimmer with the flow, so I guess the X genes. Hold fast with the rhymes, no whiplash. Living Tony's talks like minus me and Iron Man. I'm sick of rappers, I can talk when they are not prepared to blast. They think they walk in war machines when they ain't even Adam Ants. Nah, hell, they ain't even Mighty Mouse. They talk thug, act punk, so that hardly counts. And some of them could hardly count. There's so many in lanes that I can hardly count. And it's turning me green because I'm raging out. And I'll pull the Hulk cord, it's morphin' time. So I just summon Dragon Sword, summon with the mic in my hand, a light that you can't afford. See me as the Green Ranger, shout out to Jason Frank, cause I ain't tap out either. So now I'm back on my grind like I'm Hawkeye. We Hawkeyes, and a deadly lion's appetite. An appetite that's only used for killing guys. And yo, I'm hungry, I think I might be Dragon Knight. I'm spitting flames that blue, and they light up your life. I do this all for you, like each and every night. Godlike skills with the pen Godzilla. Dragon Zord, Megamorph, Metaphor Killer. Comic Joy, Nerdy Boy, Tony Stark, Liver. Megatron, Folk, I'm free on a heavy hitter. Wake up! Wake up!
Fun fact, when I said Tony Stark liver, a lot of people think that I'm talking about living like Tony Stark. No, I'm talking about the amount that I drink, I'll have Tony Stark's liver, which is an issue or two. Fraggle Rock.
Come and live your life away down in Fraggle Rock.
So the Black Spider-Man officially joins Marvel's comic universe, and none other than Childish Gambino will voice said fucking character. The half African-American and half Puerto Rican incarnation of Spider-Man has been promoted to be an official member of the Marvel Universe, according to Daily News. Last year, it was announced that Childish Gambino was selected to voice the teenage Spider-Man in the forthcoming Disney XD Ultimate Spider-Man Web Warriors. In this series, which is slated to arrive in comic book stores, tablets, and smartphones this fall, Spider-Man is the teen named Miles Morales, which, by the way, couldn't be a more fucking black name. Like, they took the most blackest and the most Puerto Ricanist of names and said, you know what, let's call this guy Miles for black and Morales for Puerto Rican, and it's just going to be a thing. And it is. So it worked out for that guy. Series writer and co-creator Brian Bendis explains the reason behind changing the race of the character. Many kids of color who, when they were playing superheroes with their friends wouldn't let them be Batman or Superman, he says during an interview with the Daily News, because they didn't look like those heroes, but they could be Spider-Man because anyone could be under the mask. What? First off, stop it. Okay? I remember when I was playing superheroes, I was a black Batman and I was a black Superman. Also, if you couldn't be black Superman, you could be Steel. And Steel was a badass. So, stop it. No one cared about whether or not they could be Superman or Batman because they were black. And everyone knew that fucking Spider-Man was Peter Parker, who was white. So, your argument is invalid. But it's a thing that's happening soon. And I just think, I mean, I think it's cool, though, at the end of the day. And good for Childish Gambino from being a weirdo to this. I mean, that's a, you know, these huge steps we be talking about there in them there streets. And he done took his. So, we got this X-Phase track. I want to get you guys reacquainted with X-Phase. We gonna take an X-Phase journey. No one loves X-Phase more than My Time Now. No one appreciates X-Phase more than Western Echo. And this track is not going to disappoint. Okay? But before we do that, we're going to take a journey. Okay, a small journey through the life and times of X-Phase and some of the tracks that we've grown to know and love by X-Phase, starting with the first track that we've gotten from X-Phase, which down to one of the last tracks that we've gotten from X-Phase. It's going to be a 16-minute journey. So just sit back. I'm sorry. It's going to be a 13-minute journey. Sit back. Relax. And enjoy some of My Time Now's X-Phase greatest hits. Starting with the remix, Gangnam Style. Hashtag, you know what time it is.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Open
bring you into my brain. Repeat is not the same from wherever you came. When it was our resistance to be unashamed. And I'm sorry about the mess, let me explain. Watch the mic off crack, accidentally drop you. Gonna look your naked to a face of beauty. Into the game, man, it's just myself. Coming from a strange land with the crystal ball. I love it if I miss it. Got a little bit of tickets and what's against a distant rouse. Look, you know my body's like amazing. That's what makes it amazing. I'm so psychotic, that's why I comment. Other MCs releasing brave hearts. Me, I'm mind body. I'm trionic, I'm a ninth on it. A third side is missing the pop. I never took the money. So when I leave up on the beat, I wanna hear a hey. If you see me on your street, I wanna hear a hey. But if you try to cheat on me, I'm gonna tell you hey. What did you get for number? Hey. Yep, that's me. That's how I roll. So crazily, out of control, with no place to be. So rough, when I'm without all the control. See, I'm trying to make the party bang. I'm trying to write a single song that everyone can sing. In it for the money and the fame. Do it till you remember my name. Try to turn K-pop into a hit. My time to work together, and I didn't need a sleep. Now do it for my vision, and I never ever will stop. No.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
I boom on the beat like thunder. All the people wonder who is the wildest rapper in the room again. X-Face, that man is a hooligan. Damn man, he's a hooligan. Booming on the beat and every time it's something new again. Who's the wildest rapper in the room, my friend? X-Face, that man is a hooligan.
Let me introduce myself a little bit. The name's X-16, but I'm not the little kid. I got the problem, it's a little bit. They say I spit too many hits, and now they actually think I'm sick. They sent me to a hospital cause I wouldn't quit. And they couldn't figure out how to get rid of it. So they diagnosed me as a hooligan. That's why I'm in this insane asylum is where I sit. I'm just a hooligan, who was in? Who did this event? Who was in? Ruined shoes again, patching little skin. Fusing a buffoon and a baboon within. Making ladies swoon as soon as they listen to Tulu Bin. That's why they call me a bozo. Cause I make the people hop like they on pogo. And I bring the thunder, but I'm okay, see? That's why no matter what you say, it just don't faze me.
I boom on the beat like thunder. I make all the people wonder. Who is the wildest rapper in the room again? X-Face, that man is a hooligan. Damn man, he's a hooligan. Booming on the beat and every time it's something new again. Who's the wildest rapper in the room, my friend? X-Face, that man is a hooligan.
I slash tracks without grabbing an axe and snapbacks without having a hat. How amazing is that? Oopsie-daisy, I'm just saying the attack. Somebody stop the bass from behaving bad. He's gone mad. Spazzing on the tracks like he's having a heart attack. Like he's going to cardiac and I'm in the hospital to a parking mat. And what if it's a trap in the attack? Does this every time he ran? I'm just a hooligan, call me Lieutenant Lunatic. I'm foolishly living with the flow, and there's nothing new to this. I'm making people wonder who is this. Stupid new kid who would do the music and choosing to make it cool as shit. I think I'm losing it, beating up losing this. You're wearing dudes with bits, I'm full of dudes from Mr. Face. Making it bob your head to your neck. It's only rabbit that's off the hook while it's still on the rack.
I boom on the beat like thunder. I make all the people wonder. Who is the wildest rapper in the room again? X-Face, that man is a hooligan. Damn man, he's a hooligan. Booming on the beat and every time it's something new again. Who's the wildest rapper in the room, my friend? X-Face, that man is a hooligan.
X-Face! Hooligan!
That man is a hooligan.
Only on morelikeradio.com.
X-Face. Hashtag.
You know what time it is.
X-Face.
X-Phase.
That man is a hooligan.
I boom on the beat like thunder. I make all the people wonder who is the wildest rapper in the room again. X-Phase, that man is a hooligan. Damn man, he's a hooligan. Booming on the beat and every time it's something new again. Who's the wildest rapper in the room, my friend? X-Phase, that man is a hooligan.
Let me go!
That man is a hooligan.
Slowly pacing down the street with my face down, feeling like I fell face down. Better late than never, but it's already too late now. The race is over, so there's nothing to erase now. And even though I keep my pace now, I feel like I'm being chased down to a different place now. When there's no escape now, when I'm fighting my weight now, I'm spaced out, but I know I'ma never get phased out.
I'ma get my grind up, I'ma get it in. How to make my mind up, let this shit begin. If you with me now, we down to the end. Homie, ain't nothing changed, we going for the win. Cause this ain't just pretend, no. This ain't just pretend, no. Oh, this ain't just pretend, no. This ain't just pretend, no. Oh, hold up.
Man, I be dedicated, and I be underrated. While these overrated rappers are gonna be over-exaggerated. How about this ain't even payment that they think will make them famous, but nah. Makes you make it is effort and concentration. That's why I give up my goal no matter what that circumstances. Or the challenge that I'm handed. Even when I'm reprimanded, they can be distracted. Cause I'll end up stranded, which will be tragic. Single-handed, I'm commanding my passage to live in lavish. Show love. I'm trying to ascend, I'm trying to contend, and I'm dying for the win. So if you went with me now, when I got troubles and pain, then don't expect to be in attendance when I'm a mega defame. You better remember
I'ma
the name.
I'ma if you with me now, we down to the end. Homie, ain't nothing changed, we going for the win. This ain't just pretend, no. This ain't just pretend, no. Oh, this ain't just pretend, no. This ain't just pretend, no.
Duplicators and imitators and traitors and all the haters get the best of me. The fakers get the rest of me. Both in the friends of friends just end up being enemies. And that's why the entity will never be inside my memory. So the make-believe cannot mess with me. They pretend this is reality. There ain't no run throughs, I take two. So the fake fools won't master beat. So you can have it all or have a seat. You can face your biggest fears and you can face defeat. See, life is what you make of it. You ain't a bit, you take a sip. You ain't to hit them, miss, they wanna quit. But it's too late for it, nah. I favor greatness, everything is a take to make it. So I'ma take the facts and face them and forget the fakeness.
I'ma get my grind up, I'ma get it in. How to make my mind up, let this shit begin. If you with me now, we down to the end. Homie, ain't nothing changed, we going for the win. Cause this ain't just pretend, no. This ain't just pretend, no. Oh, this ain't just pretend, no. This ain't just pretend, no. Cause this ain't just pretend, no. This ain't just pretend, no. Oh, this ain't just pretend, no. This ain't just pretend, no. Oh, hold up.
Focus now or get spaced out. Be strong or you break down. Be real or get faked out. Yeah, cause this ain't just pretend.
MoreLifeRadio.com. My time now. This shit ain't pretend. X-Phase ain't pretend. We ain't nothing but that real, real. And right now, we got that Oompa Loompa. Don't think we forgotten you. Hashtag
X.
You know what time it is.
Kill it every single time I rhyme, cause that's
what I do.
Thrilling them with rhythm so divine, cause that's
what I do.
Mention lyrics so ridiculous, cause that's
what I do.
Always spitting so meticulous. Got a factory that's filled with bars, cause that's
what I do.
Shot for the sky, but now I'm on Mars, cause that's
what I do.
Rapping as if I was from afar, cause that's
what I do.
Acting so bizarre. Yo.
All shit, hitting them with the raw shit. They're gonna think that I've lost it when I'm putting the beat in a coffin. Messed up and you're messing with the best up. Rest up, cause everything gonna get tough. Guess what? All I'ma do is get fucked, cause you suck. I'm on the rhythm next up. I'm a line leader and a mind reader and a rhyme reader, you a caboose. Because I'm planning and a rhyme reader, you define, but you better cut loose. I took a big look a bit at these cookie cutter schlucks and took a bit. I don't like the look of it.
You don't like the look of it. And this ain't the station for you.
Let's go. Let's go.
X-Phase. Hoopa Loompa. Let's go.
Go berserk and whack up on the track, cause that
what I do.
Merc come turn to Taz and then I spaz, cause that
what I do.
Smirk and get them nervous, then just snap, cause that
what I do.
Make them gasp when they feel my breath. Cops of stoppers that I throttle at, cause that
what I do.
Pop their noggins off with bottle caps, cause that
what I do.
Bop them till they drop with Wonka bags, cause that
what I do.
Got them all to ass. Yo, 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 yo. I chisel the beat. There ain't no similar me. The hate they bruise, why I grew into a despicable me. And that's that, anybody making me backtrack, that's that. Hitting them with a whack and I get them a bit of a smack act. And I grab them, then I rip them in half with a laugh. I'm glad to be back, but where am I actually at? All this calamity is making me wonder where reality's at. I guess I took a hit, then everything slowed down as if I was like, look a bit. I don't like the look of it.
Oompa, loompa, doompa-dee-da. If you're not greedy, you will go far. You will live in happiness too. Like me, oompa, loompa, doompa-dee.
Told you not to forget the name.
Not to forget the name.
Dude. X. The Phase. The Phase. Get your Phase. Get your Phase.
See, I'm back.
See, I'm back.
But I'm actually back.
But I'm actually back.
For good this time.
For good this time.
For good this time.
Till next time, people.
Till next time, people.
Till next time, people.
Listen.
Listen.
And that's exactly what you're gonna do. You're gonna listen. You're gonna feel it. You're gonna love the way you look after this shit. This is that exclusive X-Phase baddest girl in the world. Only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Oh my God!
This is an exclusive My Time Now track.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Jesus Christ! What is he's it? Got an erection!
Didn't you get the memo?
Another day that I'm stuck up in my room, trying to write my way out. I hope this pretty soon. Way down, stuck up in a gloom. Open up my computer and head right to the zoo. And that's when I see you. Who is that right there? That has to be the baddest girl up in the atmosphere. Yeah, let's get it popping like some bubble wrap. Followed her on Instagram and I had to double tap. Damn, liked every one of her pictures and I had to follow her on Twitter, wishing that I could meet her. Never mind, wish I met her. Ain't no one that could beat her, and ain't nobody that's better. By the way, you took the air out my lungs. By the way, I knew that you were the one. And I'm feeling it, and I'm gonna have to succumb. Park up my room, pump, pump, pump. Come on, I know I'm unappealing, and you're one in a million, but you're the one I'm feeling. Now everybody, get your hands up.
Put your hands up if you feel like you're the baddest girl in the world.
Girl in the world,
you gotta like, hey, 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 hey. I said put your hands up if you got the baddest girl in the world.
Girl in the world,
you gotta like.
if this is actually happening. How do I deal? I mean, I started wondering, is she even real? But I mean, this, should I go tell her how I really do feel?
Oh, here she comes, here she comes. Hey,
damn it, bro, there you go. What a plan, that's the best that you could think of, dude. Come on, man. I knew that I lost my chance, but couldn't just let it end. So I turned around and I grabbed her hand, and I was like, girl, almost nowadays, you make my heart sweet. I'm not a dancer, but baby, you make my heart freeze. I know I'm unappealing, and you're one in a million, but you're the one I'm feeling. Now everybody get your hands up.
If you feel like you're the baddest girl in the world,
girl in the world,
you got like, hey, 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 hey. I should put your hands up if you got the baddest girl in the world,
girl in the world,
you got like, hey, 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 hey.
Not just the way you pick me up when I'm about to fall, not just the way you laugh when I ain't funny at all, not just the way you elegantly flew from heaven with a pretty smile, and not just that it took a while, not just the way you talk, not just the way you walk, not just the way you are, it's the way you everything. I know I'm unappealing, and you're one in a million, but you're the one I'm feeling.
Ladies, put your hands up if you feel like you're the baddest girl in the world,
girl in the world,
you got like, hey, 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 hey. If you got the baddest girl in the world,
girl in the world,
you got it like, hey, 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 hey.
Rumple Skill Skin. Because we over here killing it. We hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your children, hide your golden rope, hide your spinning wheels. Because we out here rumple skills skilling the game. You know what I'm saying? We rumple skills skilling the game. That's not even a phrase that they use in the streets. But it will be by the end of this episode in just 8 minutes. With that being said, thank you guys for tuning in today. Listening. Feeling me, joining in, Western Echo, always a benefit to the chat room, gives me something to comment on. It's good times, it's good fucking times. We need to get the chat room back to where it used to be back in the day before, I don't even know, before I became too controversial for a lot of the members that listened, you know what I'm saying, before I became too quote-unquote whiny. I don't think that I've gotten any better. As far as that goes, I'm still voicing my opinions, being the voice for the voiceless, saying the shit that y'all's too afraid to say. Don't judge me because I'm braver than you. Embrace me. So, thank you guys. Feel free to hit us up on Facebook or Twitter. Twitter being at It's MTN. Facebook being facebook.com/itsMTN, because it's all my time now. If you've got music you want to have heard, send it to us. Email mc.itsMTN@gmail.com. Next week is the first official annual awesome badass My Time Tuesday, the last Tuesday of every month, where we will listen and play your music live online all day. Well, at least for the 2 hours of the show, and you will be able to be heard by the many and many of people that listen to the show and probably be judged. We might like you, we might not. You'll hear it here first. You won't hear it on 106 KMEL. You won't hear it on Hot 97. You won't hear it on fucking 101.2. You'll hear it here only on morelikeradio.com, because we are you. Your time is mine. My time is now, and it is always going down. Thank you guys for tuning in. I don't even have a game over this week. I don't. Everyone that stepped, they stepped correct, and they stepped proper. But I guess when I think back at it, I do have a game over. If you are a white supremacist or a white regularist, if you are a police officer, if you are doing some shady shit, and you are any other complexion other than black, you need to shut it down. You need to reevaluate your life. You need to get it the fuck together. Because there's more than one different type of animal out there. There's many animals. They come in many different creeds, shapes, sizes, and colors. If you're an animal and you act like an animal, you get put down like an animal. Niggas are not the only animals out there. So for those sect of people, I want to thank you guys for tuning in once again. Stick around. Dutch and Royce is up next. Have fun with that. Listen, laugh, cry, judge ye least ye be judged. And there's going to be a lot of judging going on that show. Kevin, we miss you. Like Western Echo says, I'm trying to take your place the best that I can. For those people, I would highly recommend that you find your finest game cartridge. You get your cleanest ear. You blow it quite well, quite clean, and dust-free. Insert it. Play through a couple levels. Get to the hardest level you can find. Try your best, but fail because your best is never good enough because you are nothing more than an average fucking person. And see the two famous, infamous words that you fear and dread and hate so dearly and that have become so close to your heart because for you motherfuckers, you black teenage girl slamming, church goer killing, movie theater shooting, gun toting, ignorant, self-loathing, hatred spreading, Confederate flag waving fuckers. It is game over.